Warning. The log that you are about to play is embedded with a frequency that is deadly to all Floopians. Frequency will commence now. If you find yourself able to hear this, then you are not a Floopian, and you may continue listening at your leisure. Oh, and do tell Athena that the curator says hello.
Welcome back to Gilded Dice. As you've just been informed, all Floopians have been fucking exterminated. We hate their kind here.
That's right.
And we're...
God, I didn't know RDM was so racist.
No, dude, you remember what the Floopians did.
I don't.
Well, it was pretty fucking uncool.
Well, you gotta get it.
I'm literally crazy, guys.
That's true. And you're from Earth.
I'm Crazy Earth.
I'm also from Earth.
You know Crazy Frog?
I'm Crazy Earth.
Oh, yeah, you are from Earth.
I am from Earth.
I forgot.
Yeah, you're the one that rescued me, basically.
I forgot. Listen, I've had quite a week.
Anyways.
All right, anyway, it's in real life, it's been like 2 months since we last played Astra. So we're gonna get into that now. When we last left off, Lady Macbeth, what the fuck was her name? Susan?
No. What?
Lasuna.
Susan.
It was something with a Sue sound. She had just crushed Gishlob to death. Much deservedly. Let me clarify. The building around you was mostly destroyed, but intact enough for you to be able to escape. Anyway, you have all just killed the crime boss of Glorparis. Kami, how are you feeling after this triumph?
I am feeling pretty good about it.
That's awesome, man.
Guys, that was pretty fast. I wasn't actually expecting to free my entire planet that fast.
You're a hero.
It is.
We are here. we are heroes.
As you are all celebrating. Fuck. I fucking love Astra, dude. All right. Anyway, as you are all celebrating, you hear hundreds of marching boots. You may have fucking knocked the king off the board, but the other chess pieces are coming to play. You see hundreds of Glorparian slavers marching into the rubble. Unfortunately, you no longer have a big-ass deity to protect you, as Lasuna has reverted back to John, who is now lying
unconscious
on the ground. He's drooling a little bit. It's like a puddle forming.
Who's carrying a crazy guy again?
I will take him. Yeah. He's so sleepy, little guy.
It's nice to see him again. I thought we'd never get him back.
I cannot lift him.
What?
I haven't got
it. Sorry, I forgot.
Don't.
Wrong kind?
No.
Richard Nixon! It was Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
I wish I could do a Cronkite. I really do.
Who the fuck is Cronkite?
Walter Cronkite. You seen Monsters vs. Aliens? You know the
yes.
newscaster?
Yep.
Talks
yep.
exactly
okay.
like Walter Cronkite.
How does he talk?
Is this the time?
No. But I was wondering.
Well, John, after saying that, falls back asleep.
Walter Cronkite!
All right.
I'm going to pick him up by just, like, his ankles and just sling him over my shoulder like a sack.
So, unfortunately, as you do that, one of the slavers interprets that as an attack and is going to fire a blaster rifle toward you.
Okay.
It's going to narrowly miss you, but it was a warning shot of sorts. They're not, like, unloading yet.
So we can see the slavers.
Of course, yeah.
So, how many of them are actual Warparians?
None. Zero.
Zero. Mm-hmm. So they're all from the Empire.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's...
They're not wearing the typical, like, the Empire's, like, uniform or armor or whatever, but nor are they really the same species. They're all kind of, like, these blue-skinned, like... They're not even humanoid, I wouldn't say. They're more shaped like llamas. And they have, like, T-Rex arms that are holding blaster rifles.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody calm down and maybe we could talk about this. You know, I'm sure you guys don't want to work for the Empire and maybe, you know, we've got the manpower. So we could strike a deal here. What do you think about that?
These were slavers.
Yeah, I don't know if the slavers.
He's persuasive.
That's true. Let's roll. Let the dice.
Let the dice talk.
Deception or no? Convince.
Persuasion.
Persuasion.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking. You know, I'm an imperial droid. I was gonna, you know, come out there, but you already started something.
I also had an idea, but I don't know that I want to use it.
What's your idea, Three Bird?
I don't want to talk.
No, go ahead.
Samara, that was my idea.
No, I don't. I'm not fucking Samara. Lay it out on the table, bud.
It was a really stupid, silly idea I had in case we ever got into the Empire.
You, and you know that Astras are less edited, okay. More silly
so
fucking thing.
I had an idea to perform the song
sung
from Pirates of Penzance called Modern Major General and convince them that I am a Modern Major General and that I'm part of the Empire.
Okay, well, he failed, so it's your turn.
Should I do performance?
Yep. Pirates of Penzance, let's do this
shit. Can I do it first, and depending on how well you do it, you get advantage, maybe.
That's true.
Can I join him in his performance as an Imperial droid flying around for the...
Okay, yeah. You get an advantage. On your
I
role.
Get advantage.
God, yeah. No, I wanted him to do it.
I
read. Fuck.
Do you want me to just read? Just like do a reading of it? Or
no.
Do you want me to try and say?
You gotta do it.
I gotta do it.
You know I can't.
Say. I am
you
the
can very model try.
Of a Major General. All right, I've information.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
I am the very model of a modern Major General. I'm information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo and auto categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with math is mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news.
Why the fuck do you know that?
News.
It works.
Got it. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
It works.
I know more.
They all clap, actually. Okay. The slavers using their little T-Rex arms, they clap.
So what did you
and so,
say?
And so,
they drop their guns, yeah.
If I convince them that I'm one of them?
Yeah. You are a higher rank than them, so they must listen to you.
Okay. May I ask, what is going on here?
We are following your orders.
I have given no such orders.
A succulent Chinese man.
What the fuck?
Democracy, murderous.
You have not told us to do this.
I would do no such thing. Now, order you to exit this place, Ace, and go back to your ship. These people have done nothing wrong.
But
he said go.
Okay, but what about my son, Bing Bing?
Wah, wah.
Bing Bing.
What? Bing Bing?
Yes, my son.
What does he have to do with anything?
Well, if I lose my job here at the Empire, I can't.
I did not
him.
Say you lost your job. I said to leave this planet.
But if we leave this planet, what are we to do?
Are you questioning a Major General?
No, sir, but...
Go!
He turns tail, and you see them all fucking book it on their llama-like legs.
Personally, I think you shouldn't have been child of slaver. Bad luck on his part.
True.
All right, I'm done. I'm dropping that.
Yeah, no, get rid of that.
No, it was me doing an impression of the guy from the musical.
Just then, you all see a bright orange flash, and you hear the whistling of a missile as an airstrike obliterates all of these slavers.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Big boom!
And then
now that's what I call fireworks.
It is at that point that you see the fuck. What did I call the guy with the purple face?
The purple face.
The Glorpian man.
Fuck.
I don't remember his name. Whatever. The one with like the beret who is like the rebel leader. Yeah. You see him enter,
Let's call him the general.
You see the resistance general enter, and he says, I hope we're not too late.
Well, I mean, you got you got the remaining people.
So we missed the fun part? Fuck! He sees the stain that's left of Gishlob on the ground. Holy shit!
Yeah, we got him pretty good. So he's gone now.
He's not gone. He's everywhere.
I guess.
Yeah, oh, fuck. Right. You see him like kick a bit off of his shoe.
Over there, and up there.
Yeah.
I think some of Gishlob is jammed in my cufflet.
Ugh. That's gross.
Ding, ding, clack.
Oh, God.
Ding, a pool ding, of viscera ding. And gore. Come out of your wrists.
I'm just shaking out my chain like you're shaking off gore. Ding, 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 ding.
Got some meat in your gears, eh?
You can say that.
Well, I'm really not too sure what to do now. I mean, we've ended planet-wide slavery.
Yippee!
You guys did it when you first showed up. We haven't been able to do it since you last left, however fucking many years ago that was. You got something to say?
Yeah, actually.
You with the funny suit?
Funny.
It's a fantastic suit.
I kind of thought it was funny too. I can't lie, it looks pretty funny.
Look at you! You're wearing your mom's robe.
It's my father.
Whoa! You just said the M word on our planet.
We don't have mothers, okay?
So Threebird just notices all the suit hatred and quickly adjusts his and dusts it.
Now, Birdman, I really like Birdman's suit.
Thank you.
They're wearing like the same
suit. I have to say, I'm quite fond of the Birdman.
Say, some people have it and some people don't.
This seems like racism, but whatever, you know, for recently unenslaved people.
Whoa!
Maybe they just need a song.
What the fuck?
I said recently unenslaved.
They aren't racist towards me. I think you might just be a little obnoxious for their taste.
You know, not everybody.
To be fair,
quality.
You did say a slur, like, immediately.
It was an accident.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
Slip of the tongue.
If
you
she's
have a
obnoxious,
mom.
What does that mean?
Not you.
You do not know of my mother. You
I
shut
don't
your
care.
Little mouth.
I don't care.
I don't know of mothers at all.
Me neither.
My original thing that I was going to say before we got a little off track. You know, since we did help you out so quickly on our first try, maybe you could show a little appreciation and helps us get off this planet.
Actually...
What was that?
Sorry, my change fell out of my pocket.
Okay, Doc, I don't want
to... All of my money just spilled.
My millions of dollars just fell out of my rich pockets.
Oh man, we need more credits.
Oopsies.
I asked for a ship. Sorry, my money got...
We can't just give you a ship.
You're telling me you don't have one to spare?
Not really.
But
does the Empire?
Probably. I don't know how to fly an Empire ship.
Well, we don't need you.
They're kind of built for four legs, not folk like us.
How about we go ask the exploded remains?
Surely they will be much use to our conversation.
At the very least, they'll have a ship.
Sorry, the exploded remains will have a ship?
Well, how did they get here?
I don't fucking know. They're dead.
Well, the bodies had to have gotten here somehow. They weren't born here.
True.
That your logic tracks, but...
Ship somewhere.
And the Claire speaks facts.
I mean, there's gotta be ships somewhere, so... I don't think they're gonna mind if we take them now.
The great big ship in the sky. It's all... Alright, well, we don't have, like, any money to pay you guys.
Lame.
No, I've got quite a bit of money for you guys.
Wait, you're giving us your money?
I am. I will be, at least. You guys don't have to, but I will be, because I know you guys need kind of an economy right now. You know, I can't imagine...
The commie economy.
The commie economy. So I will be donating you 100,011 credits.
Holy shit!
To start an entire planetary economy.
That'll buy me like one ship.
Well, spend it wisely.
Don't spend it all in one place, huh? All
right, I'll get one mid-range ship with that.
Well, maybe put that in the economy somehow.
I don't think you know how the economy works.
Put it in the farms? Schools?
I never got to really be taught that. Do you know how it works?
I'm a fucking army general, dude. I'm not an economist. That's a real word.
Do your people know anything?
Well, I will... No, not really. We were slaves. So they don't really teach us things. Oh,
fuck. And they learned nothing from their masters?
I mean, maybe, you know, a little.
How would they were turned into medicine?
Huh?
We were like, raised and bred to be turned into medicine.
Yeah, that was our whole goal in life, is, you know, they put us in these big machines and then like a hydraulic press and then the liquids come out and they use that. Oh my god.
Glorpians make beautiful medical supplies.
That is very graphic.
Yeah, you guys ever heard about, like, horses being turned into glue? Same concept.
Ah. I am very sorry for your people.
You know what's
more fun? Oh, we have horses in Paris.
In the elite parts of the empire, they actually put a little bit of it in their coffee or whatever, and they.
Oh my god.
It's like an additive.
Oh my god.
For the elite.
It's quite horrifying.
Perhaps we.
I prefer settlers. Artificial medicines made by man.
Oh yeah, how about that? How about Howdy Doody? How about that?
What? Who is Howdy Doody?
It's Sorry, Howdy Doody time.
Something I said. I don't know. Forget it. But.
Wait, I think you would recognize what Howdy Doody time is.
I'm unconscious.
I feel like you'd hear Howdy Doody time.
I'm unconscious.
He can't hear it if he's unconscious.
What if,
I'm not gonna suddenly become unconscious.
Sleeping people don't want Team Campbell.
Maybe we can,
help you expand. Don't give it to me.
Help you guys
sleeping
expand.
People don't want Howdy Doody.
Help you guys expand to other planets, you know?
How? We literally are slaves. We have no resources or anything.
He just gave you 100,000 to get
that'll the buy one ship!
Do you need a ship? You have a whole planet?
Excuse me, pal.
Well, then,
might you have a... Empire Tech, yes. Terminal, perhaps? Put in information? No?
Probably. I'm not from the Empire.
Okay,
I don't know.
Can you point us to, like, maybe an Empire outpost or something?
Yeah, follow the trail of the fucking dead bodies or something.
This guy is so unhelpful. How is he leading a rebellion?
Yeah,
I was going to ask you to play a song for them.
I tell you what, friend. Okay, we go to Empire Outpost, right? Good technology for all you to use. And we're going to take,
like,
and we're going
here.
To put all of the little information you guys need to make good civilization.
Yeah, you guys need to start using some of the stuff that they left ya. You know, maybe start trading with other planets around you.
It is like fucked up parting gift from
are we
them.
Going to
ah, keep- you are our slaves. Oh no, we dead. And then, oh hey, look at that. We leave you supplies.
Fuck, I was just really into like the whole war rebellion thing. I don't want to like actually.
Pretty,
I don't want to
cool
lead
too.
A planet. Fuck.
It was. I thought it was pretty cool. Too, but-
Kyle. Kyle, do you want to lead?
No.
Fuck.
Kyle, your smartest guy?
Is yes!
Ladybug? Is that the ladybug?
Yes,
what about,
he was!
What about that guy over there? Do you think he might?
Oh, dude, that guy's a pedophile.
Okay, can you guys hold this election later?
Yeah,
that never stopped.
We're going to keep solving.
You don't really want those.
Why
are there pedophiles in my D&D campaign?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, well. I walk over and I kill him. I kill him.
What?
The pedophile.
I thought you were talking about the general.
No, he's already dead. He got blown up in the airstrike.
Oh, okay, okay, good.
Yeah, it's weird that he pointed at the dead guy.
Okay, I'm gonna point to an alive Glorpian. What about that? What about that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is literally his first day.
As a Glorpian? Is that a baby?
Yeah. He's very clearly like a guy of a different race that's been like painted green. He's like, I'm converted.
He's a human.
He's a human, yeah.
Is that guy doing Glorface?
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that.
Are you guys enslaving people here? Like you just
where did he come from?
Bringing new people in?
I want to join the Glorpian cause.
Might you have significant lore?
No, I just got invented like on the fly.
I love how we're so out of practice. We're just spiraling right now.
Okay. We should get on.
That's what Astra's for, to be fair.
Astra's the one where you can just have fun with.
Astra's our slop campaign.
I love it so much.
Well, okay, so. We'll figure something
out. The moment you turn around, you're like squinting through the crowd. You don't see the human guy in Glorp face anymore. He's just gone.
He's gonna get lore.
All right.
Did you think he got abducted?
All right. We're gonna go to a Empire terminal now.
All right.
Okay. That happens. The fucking Astra logo like is on screen.
Spinning background too.
All right, here we are at an Empire terminal.
Yes, the Empire terminal.
That was such a quick walk.
Actually, I thought
it took 3 days.
I'm telling you, it was not quick at all.
It took a long time.
My gear still feel gory. Ugh.
You guys must be able to walk for a very long time. I don't know.
Whatever you
want. Am I still unconscious?
No.
No, I am.
Okay, yeah.
Real quick, I'm just gonna like pull John down from my shoulder. I'm like holding him by his armpit.
Like a baby?
And I'm just gonna like hold him with one hand and kind of like tap on his forehead real quick.
It sounds hollow.
I'm gonna hold up his hand and I'm gonna say, I hear that if they are asleep, they will keep their hand up. You know, let's see what happens.
Drop.
What happens?
I just slapped myself in the face.
Okay.
That was a good idea, though.
It was
a good idea. I've seen that on TikTok.
One more idea.
Glorp talk.
Holding him out in front of me.
The enslaved Glorpian still
it's
have TikTok.
It's already been invented within 3 days.
Oh, they really understand technology.
I mean, yeah.
They really are slaves.
Oh my god.
What does that mean?
Glorp talk is went from one enslaver to another.
Dude, I don't know why, but Glorp talk apparently.
You need some serotonin, dude.
He's got a nose.
Why does he have a nose?
Glorp talk was too much to handle.
Psychic damage.
Okay.
I'm sorry for how much of a fucking slop fest this is. Jesus Christ. I'll try to get her back on the
editing this, Kevin.
We can just leave
We're
most
not editing
of this.
Shit. That's the whole point.
Oh.
You just leave most of it in.
Yeah.
All of it in, and I don't know. This is my favorite.
Astra's
kinds.
Raw.
These are my favorite raw. Kinds of.
Dude, we're just
shooting to the shit.
Anyway, Victoria is going to hold John like baby one more time and just aggressively
hold John like baby.
Just shake the fuck out of him. All
right, John. John, roll an intelligence save to see if you wake up,
or if your brain explodes.
I just shake my brain.
You're gonna give him shaken baby man syndrome.
He has a hollow head. He'll be fine.
There's nothing in there.
What if? Hear me out. We let Claire. Unconscious guy. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, I couldn't do a medical check.
Yeah, just
I got 10.
Just
you got a 10. All right, you wake up.
I wake up on a 10.
You wake up on a 10.
Oh, God.
You've been asleep for 3 days.
Good morning, John. Welcome back.
It's for pipes.
God, we haven't seen him in forever.
I'm just gonna set you down, real gentle.
No, Claire, wake him up.
No.
I shoot guiding bolt.
What does that do?
Nothing.
Damage.
I'm lying. I'm not doing that.
I'm lying.
I'm lying.
Do you know Okay, wait, are we in
here? Yeah, you're in okay. the Empire outpost.
First of all,
John is awake.
Do you know if there would be any banks?
Long rest, then?
Huh?
Can we count a long rest?
No.
No thanks.
Can I?
We were walking for the entire 3 days.
There was no rest.
Straight.
Do you, Mr. General?
Yeah.
Do you know if where they might keep money?
Sorry. Like it's a physical thing? Are you fucking dumb?
I may be able to scan the Imperial database.
Thank
Do
you.
It.
Yeah, that's
you.
Guys, did
I
we win?
A panel?
Yeah, we did.
You are awfully smart ass for us saving your whole planet.
Yeah,
I'm grateful.
What, see, that's hey, what which, I've been
Who
saying.
Is this guy again? Is he with
this
you?
This is Victoria.
Is he with you?
I don't even know your name, dude.
Oh, I'm
why'd you
sorry
become,
that that
you
voice
are
comes out when
I'm General General number three.
I am
Victoria.
My name's Jenny.
Okay.
When Glorparians get very mad, they change the voice. So
I'm Jenny the General.
Imperial Slave Race General.
What? What are you?
Jenny the General?
Ah, you see, it is Jenny the General. Jenny.
You know me, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Guys, I'm really hungry.
This is going to smart us fast.
I just woke up.
Oh, no.
I just woke up.
John needs chips.
I just woke up.
Guys, I need some food.
You want to eat this general? He's really
pissing
me
off.
What the fuck?
I didn't get to eat anyone.
Dude,
you guys said I could eat someone.
Fuck you and your jumpsuit.
You did good, John.
You said I could eat somebody. I didn't get to eat anybody.
Yeah,
John,
you're...
God damn it, fist bump me right now.
Your freaking lady took over.
Good
Blame
enough.
Her. She's the
good
reason
enough.
You couldn't eat anyone.
You are a freaky lady. She turned Gishlob into Squishlob.
All right,
I am pouting.
He says that?
He says it out loud.
I'm pouting!
All right, that's cool. I'm Jenny.
Wait, I can eat him?
Yes.
Do it, snowballs!
What the fuck?
My wait. Jaw unhinged. Ah!
Yeah, no, wait. Listen.
This is so fucking scary.
Hey.
I thought this was a human.
I thought so too, but
we're not
he's trying
entirely
to eat me
sure.
As long as I've known him, so I don't really know. Also, how would you know what a human is?
Can I eat him?
What the
not
fuck
yet.
Was that?
Not yet. We don't know if you can eat
you him. You guys said I could eat him.
He might be very bitter.
Oh.
And you don't want that, John.
What do Glorpians taste like?
Glorpians are full of shit.
I haven't tried one yet.
I can't say it out loud.
I mean, from what I've heard,
What do they taste like?
They make...
Don't say it.
What?
Again, not in front of John.
They make excellent medical supplies.
Medical supplies only, that's
they're
it.
Like coffee sweet dinner.
No.
Coffee sweet dinner, they're like coffee sweet dinner.
My eyes go wide.
Have you heard of sugar?
I let go of one side of my jaw and it like droops down.
No, we don't taste like that. We taste like...
This guy's purple, so we taste a little different.
I do taste different.
And you are not allowed to kill any of the other green ones.
But he's not other, he's purple.
Yeah, that one...
I'm not, no, he wipes the paint off. And
no, you should have stayed purple.
Fuck!
I was
what,
gonna
you
tell
said
him
don't
you,
eat...
I was gonna tell him you were poisonous because you're
oh,
purple.
No, he puts it back on.
See, he's purple.
I'm poisonous.
Oh, no!
Yeah, you don't
and venomous,
him.
Watch out.
Oh, no, yeah. Those are two of the things.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Oh.
This planet is miserable. I don't know how you lived here your life.
Earth curriculum is what?
Probably a slave!
Yeah.
I didn't really wanna.
I don't. I'm gonna go.
Kinda, you know what?
Okay, we're gonna leave
that
now.
That was kind of fucked up.
Fuck Cosmo!
The general and everyone else leaves.
Cosmo, okay. To inform you, the Glorpians were kept as an imperial slave race.
For 100
their glue.
Years.
Yeah, I forgot. Was
for
their glue
years.
Like healing properties.
I was not paying attention.
Their glue like healing properties.
Healing properties.
So how do we get off this dirt ball?
Probably with ship, no?
Yeah. The ship.
Can I scan the database for
yes,
a ship?
You can roll an arcana check.
Are there buttons I can press?
Oh no.
Roll an arcana check with disadvantage
no!
Because John is pressing buttons.
I'm wait. Pressing buttons.
Okay.
Wait, do I
have a 15.
Well, he's rolling.
Wait, Bardic gets Bardic inspiration.
Plus 8.
Bardic inspiration add a d6.
Plus 8's a little more.
Because
important.
You said I'm pressing buttons.
But
I love light. Allow there to be light.
You said I'm pressing buttons.
9.
And I thought he was like, I thought you were trying
to. And Claire said, let there be light.
9, 8, and a d6 for what? 2.
Okay, so 11. So
10. No.
Oh, were you?
Was that without bonus?
No, that was disadvantage because he was pressing buttons.
So 10.
Okay.
Bonus?
Yeah, +2. Oh, wait, +8. Wait. No, I'm dumb.
What?
18.
18 with disadvantage?
Yeah. He rolled an 8.
I rolled a 9 and an 8.
Okay.
And then I gave him a 2.
Okay. With an 18, you are able to hack your way through the Imperial database.
So, gentlemen's 20.
18.
You see a large list of inventory for things like armor and blasters and various melee weapons, and there's a few transport ships.
And there's my CDs.
There is a bunch of Cosmo CDs, yeah.
Is there a limit on entries and queries? Well, I just want to look where they are and unlock any doors that are locked.
Yeah, you easily with one button, because it's a horribly designed security system, you press one button and all of the security things open.
They're just filthy thieves.
Did I do that?
Claire, my robotic companion, might there be contact for resources for learning, like farms, facilities for them?
To keep the Philippians going?
Exactly.
That would be preferable.
You actually, a big blaring alert is on the computer screen now that says imminent self-destruction of Glorparis will commence in 5 minutes.
Oh.
Guys, I think something is wrong.
What's up?
Glorparis is gonna self-destruct in 5 minutes.
Wait, but no, because why?
Because why?
Because why though?
That's just what it says.
Why?
Okay. We can wait 5 minutes. And
you see there's a drop down that says because why? Click here.
Oh, never mind. Right here.
All security forces have been dispatched. Therefore, we're erasing evidence of our wrongdoing.
Exterminatus.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of evidence.
Okay, does it say anywhere up where there is a ship available?
What if?
How many transport ships are there?
You lock it back up, it's a big problem?
I don't think that was the problem. I think it's the reinforcements all dead.
Where's the nearest ship?
Ah,
we need to get as many people off this planet as possible, not
at
just
us.
I really love the different responses.
Get off this.
I'm pressing more buttons.
How many transport ships are there,
Cleric?
How
many ships are in the database?
There are 3 ships in the database.
And how many passengers people can they hold?
10 people each.
How about the luggage bay?
The luggage bay? There isn't one. Are they three different kinds?
Is there does there happen to be a credit cash?
No.
Ah, fuck.
It as a security protocol for everyone being dead, it got wiped immediately.
Did we lose the dreams of Deborah?
Yes.
I'm
gonna keep pressing buttons until someone stops me. I'm just saying.
Well, fuck it! I see him pressing all these buttons!
Oh, you see, the countdown timer goes from 5 minutes now down to 1 minute because of John's button.
Oh my god!
John, I'd recommend you stop pressing buttons.
Where's an airship?
Can I run back to see if the Glorparians have left?
Yeah, they're all gone.
I'm gonna grapple John and just, like, contain him.
Yeah, can you fix...
Tootie.
Ooh, hugs!
All right, we have to go!
Yes, Claire, can you fix the countdown or get us to a ship?
Is there any way to...
Alter the timer?
Yeah.
Arcana check, disadvantage.
Bardic inspiration again!
Dude, this guy knows how to bard.
16 plus 8 plus 1.
16 plus
8
plus
1?
16 plus
9,
25.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah, I got 16 and
18.
Yeah. Alright, with that passes. The timer jumps up to 10 minutes now.
We have a little more time now.
Okay.
Not enough. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Is he bumping on the...
I have grappled.
You're gonna have to strength check him. I don't think John's just gonna
Claire,
let you.
Knock his ass out.
No, but it was hug.
No, yeah, he got me from behind. I'm like, ooh, hug.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we gotta get those ships filled with Glorparians.
And us.
We need to get out of here.
Of course we get an idea, Cosmo!
I'm like gnawing.
What are you talking about?
Like mace hand right now. I'm licking off all the like leftover.
Claire, so gross. Claire, you click a button that opens the hangar bay, and you see it rise up the shutters slowly, and there are three transport shuttles off of Glorpiris.
Hey, real quick, just in case this wasn't bad enough, he's gnawing on my hand. I'm gonna extend it a little bit and hold my hand in my other hand, and my gory chain is just in front of his mouth, and he's just...
Yeah, I'm eating it like corn.
That's so good.
That's a good distraction.
We can activate for evacuation.
Are there any what?
Like any sirens for evacuation we can activate?
Oh yeah, no, that's already happening. There's a blaring like fucking tornado siren going off planet wide.
Where are the Glorpies at?
They're like running around panicked. You see them like beating each other. Like this is the end times.
Oh god.
Holy crap.
They're like stampeding each other like at a mall.
Kami, I think you need to leave.
Okay, I'm gonna run out to them. Can I catch up? How far away are they?
You see them in the distance. It'll take about 5 minutes to get there.
I'm gonna run to get there.
All right. 5 minutes go by. You have
can
5 minutes.
Can I
left
run
on
an
the
athletics check to see if I can
I'm get
there?
I'm gonna go
back.
Get in the, ship.
The ship.
I'm on the ship.
You all right? Everybody else is on the ship.
If
Kami.
He's on the ship, I'm on the ship.
Oh yeah, I have. Let me. Yeah, I'm on the ship.
Is Claire on the ship?
I'm sitting in the bay. Wait.
Can I roll athletics to see if I can get there faster than five?
Yeah. Yes, you can. If now is the time.
No way, athletics check.
I mean, if there ever is a time, fine.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Eight.
With an eight, you are able to get there just in time in 5 minutes. You don't go any faster.
Okay. Guys, stop killing each other.
They all stop like a cartoon, like immediately.
Follow me. Because the plan's gonna explode, and we have some ships. Fly.
Yeah, it's the end times. You see, I don't know like what happened, but they're all wearing like Mad Max get ups immediately.
Oh, guys, that wasn't even that good of a movie.
Okay, fuck you.
I actually haven't seen it. but guys, some of you can survive if you come with me. Doesn't that sound nice?
Here's the Messiah, Muad'Dib.
That's right. That is me!
They're all following you now.
That is me, I am him!
Kami means God.
That's right. How long is it gonna take to get back?
5 minutes! The planet's gonna blow once you get back.
Did you run the ship back?
punch it!
Are we all on the same ship?
Yeah.
I don't wanna be hugged anymore.
One of us could go pick
I just
him
dropped
up
you.
In another ship.
But there are three ships.
What are the flying requirements?
6 minutes remaining. What?
What are the flying requirements for these ships?
Well, there aren't any now because you have the Athena chip.
Okay.
So I think we could, in theory, one person each ship, but we'd have to, like, kind of.
That's scary.
I feel like Claire has the Athena chip. Robot.
What?
Robot.
I trust the robot with the robot.
Yes, he has the Athena chip.
Yeah, we're all on the same ship. You're just gonna have to book it, bro. Roll that check again.
Roll that check with disadvantage. There's
no. Can we just like be taking off a little bit so we can punch it
we
when it
goes?
We
can only take 10 people total.
And there's
that
already
means,
five of us on
ships,
board.
There's other ships first that they ship. Can fly to get out there themselves.
It's gonna explode. I'll let the dice decide.
Hey, we know some are gonna die.
A lot of them are gonna
some
die.
Some of you are gonna die.
Flat 20 luck check. If you succeed a flat 20 luck check of 15 or higher,
yeah.
All of the Glorpians survive, including you.
All of them? How many are there?
Not all of them, but like the 24 that would live.
Digi, physical, what are you going to do, Ethan?
Or, if you fail, Kami and one other Glorpian survive.
Okay.
Is this
a
d20?
It is.
I got a 15. Plus all four. Right. 19.
Yep. Flat.
Flat.
Oh, plus flat.
15.
You just made it.
With, yeah. All 24 of the Mad Max Glorpians plus Kami all take off. Athena's kind of, what's it fucking called in Apex? The guy that's leading the dive?
Jump Master.
Yeah. Athena's the Jump Master and is like leading all of the ships with her autopilot. So. congratulations, Kami. You have become the literal messiah of the Glorpians.
Fuck yeah.
The Glorpsiah.
The Glorpsiah.
Praise the Glorpsiah!
Is he Moses? Just the new Moses leading them to the promised land of a new planet?
Oh my gosh! We love you, Kami!
I love you too, random citizen.
You too.
Random Glorpian.
Well, I didn't expect
you actually,
to do that.
You hear a strange noise in the corner of the ship. All of you turn to look, and you see one of those like weird blue llama things that make up the slaver race. But this one looks quite young, actually. And you see him with a little placard, like necklace thing on his thing, on his neck that says, "Hello, my name is Bing Bing."
Hello, Bing
I start
Bing.
Drooling.
No, you can't eat Bing Bing. That's not morally right.
I say we return the favor.
Nope.
If Cosmo says it's not morally right, it has to be.
You
really
see him.
Right
you see him like hiding.
Up.
He's like cowering in the corner.
I go to pick up the Bing Bing.
Okay, you pick it up with, like, no effort. It's, like, 15 pounds.
Bing, bing.
You forgore.
I forgore. I'm gonna keep him at my side. Wait, these things... Wait, oh, wait, this is a sentient thing.
Yeah.
This is a child.
I'm gonna put you back down.
He only speaks Binglish.
Binglish.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Over all the words we came up with.
I don't know what to do with this person.
Truggle out, oops.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, dog.
I like your funny words, magic man.
Perhaps it can be a adoptive child for
I don't want to keep...
Yeah, you hear Bing Bing speak up? Franchise mascot.
he would make great marketable plushies.
Maybe he should stay with you guys then, because I won't be here too much longer. He can be your guys' mascot. You know?
I send the rest of these things off to their deaths.
I couldn't just kill it here and now.
Although...
Can I eat it?
He is so cute that... Hear me out, guys. Fellow Glorpians, I'm speaking over the intercom to the other ships.
Okay.
Guys, we have a little llama Bing Bing here. Maybe we can market off his cuteness and make some real money off this and make an economy, one of those things.
It is like a returnal of the slavery.
I feel it is only right that we take this little kid.
The victim becomes the perpetrator.
Do you think that is that one guy's kid?
Hold on now.
That one guy's kid.
It probably is, actually.
You're definitely killed your dad.
Claire, it goes up to the, like, keypad thing that you're standing, well, I guess floating next to, and it uses the keypad to type out translator PLS.
Please?
PLS?
Do I allow it to...
To what?
To translate.
I will say.
Yeah.
On the dawning realization that this child did lose their parents, I'm gonna come over. I'm gonna kneel down and scoop up this child, and holding this kid in one hand. Your father was terrible, evil man. But this is not your fault. I understand your pain. The evil parents wrongdoing and getting killed viciously. But you can carve different
it's
paths.
It's staring at you blankly and, like, uses its tongue to lick one eye.
I copy.
can Bing Bing understand us?
Yeah. No. No, it can't. Okay. That's why it asks for a translator.
Can I activate the translator?
Yes. You take, like, a little chip out of your system and, like, plant it on its neck.
Maybe this will help Victoria.
Hello.
Say that all again. Oh.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Bing Bing.
You have quite the,
Oh, hello, Bing Bing.
You have quite the announcer on you, don't you, Bing Bing?
It is just the translating chip.
I see. Well, Bing Bing, little one, Your father, terrible man. Shitty. Very evil, vile
person. Oh no, he beat me and my mother.
Even more vile than anticipated. Slaver and abuser.
If it makes you feel any better, he did worry about you when I sent him to his death.
He got 5 big booms.
Dude, what fucking happened to the Costco guys? You notice that? They're like gone.
They got booms.
They're alive in Astra. Alive and well.
We'll never forget them.
They're cyborgs in Astra.
They're cyborgs in Astra.
But little one, your father, vile, evil. You're young, you're malleable.
I am strong.
You are strong. And you can be far better man than he was. Follow your own path and do not be shadowed by the evils that will surround you.
My one greatest dream ever since I was a child was to become a marketable plushie.
Hell fucking yeah, we can do this!
I do have connections. I could set you up with someone.
You could help our people out, you know, the one that your father enslaved. We could actually sell you as a plushie. We're actually very good at making plushies. That's what we were known for back in the day before we got enslaved.
That's true. And, hey, there's, like, not that many of you left. It can be, like, a small business.
That's right.
And we love small businesses!
That's the tagline for Astro. We love small businesses.
Yeah.
Do Glorpians...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can make.
No, they get tortured in medicine factories. It's horrible.
You can make your own healing juice.
They can just like. I do.
That's why they make great medicine, is because they can just regenerate.
Yeah. That's why they're enslaved.
That's why we were.
You see wow. Bing Bing raise a fist.
Were!
I don't know what we're doing!
I love the past tense words!
Than what I said.
Where?
So, are there...
Nerf!
What the hell was that?
Do we have to...
Sorry, translator malfunction.
Do we have to, like, Nerf. Babysit your people and find the planet for them or something? Or are they just gonna...
She babysit.
Cosmo has... A point.
Well, I can sit on the baby. Lacking.
They are sentient creatures.
Didn't get a GED,
what does that have to do with anything I said?
They are adults. They don't need to be babysat.
They were kind of uneducated. Slaves,
I need
though.
To be babysat. I'm like Space 12.
My
What's
point.
What's the difference between that and regular 12?
I'm expression. From space.
What's it's the deal with going on? But I will find out one day and I'll tell you.
I'm not arguing with a baby.
Do you taste good?
I have been told that we're quite acidic and sour, actually.
Our people are independent when we're allowed to be.
So but, now, when we're not being enslaved.
If you can just find me and my people a hospitable planet that will take us in and teach us the way of being on our own.
A modern galaxy. A new planet. I vote we name it Bing Bingopolis.
Little one is full of great ideas.
Bing Bingopolis, but how about the capital is Glor Paris?
New Glor Paris.
New Glor Paris.
Like a phoenix, it rises from the ashes.
I like you.
You're 12 years old. That is.
No, I'm Space 12.
Whoa. Is that like a space cow?
The River Bing.
He's far more advanced than I was at 12.
I don't even remember.
I don't
being
doubt
oh,
that.
Oh, don't be so modest,
you know
Cosmo.
How old we live?
Don't be so modest, yeah, Cosmo. You dropped your first album at 12.
I know a true fan I've when I see one.
What's an album?
John, I feel like you're getting dumber by the second.
Thanks. Something that Cosmo makes
you're very welcome.
Yes, tell
except
that.
For that one.
Who are you?
Tell up to millions of my
friends. Three Bird!
Woo!
What? Three Bird.
I am Bing Bing.
What? Three Bird.
I do not You're see three birds.
I only count one of you.
It's...
Birdman.
We don't ask you why you are called Bing Bing. I am just three
birds. A name so nice, they named me twice.
I'm gonna shoot the
They
baby.
Named me three times.
I'm gonna shoot the baby.
No baby shooting!
Okay, not anymore!
Who would ever shoot a baby? It could not be me.
In a minute. I'm gonna look for a planet, please.
I love Meta Jazz.
This is so fucked!
I just want to eat the baby.
I just want to get rid of the baby.
I can get rid of it.
I just want to play some music.
Who's on navigation?
I am.
I'm Athena is.
Oh, I guess
I am. Gonna...
Well, you don't really have a directive. You've launched into like deep space.
I'm
deep
asking
space.
Her to look for a planet.
Okay, there are many planets all around.
Habitable.
You. Okay.
For Glorpians.
Yeah.
For Glorpians.
Habitable for Glorpians.
But uninhabited.
Running query.
But still close to habited planets that we can train.
Yes.
I find 3 habitable planets.
Take us to the first one.
All right, you go to the first one. It's entirely made of ocean.
Like, how's this one?
Like an interstellar.
How big are the waves?
I see.
I'm looking around.
They're fucking massive.
Yeah, we can't.
Athena, I said habitable.
Wait, we're getting it.
It is.
We're getting a transmission.
Oh my
she
God.
Said she was sorry.
All right. Athena, so that somebody could live here extendedly, not like this.
Okay. Second planet.
Thank you.
You go to one that's just like completely desert, like Tatooine.
How's this one?
I mean, we're getting better.
You see a massive lion.
Hey, food source. Right there.
No, it's
food.
It's stupid.
Is it like
big.
A dune worm?
It's like a dune worm sized lion.
It's a lion.
Dude, it's a fucking
wait,
sphinx.
Ethan, do Glorpians eat?
Yeah.
I thought they photosynthesize.
Oh, wait, desert
sun. As long
sun.
As they have a sun.
This is so much sun.
This is actually.
But do they also need water?
You hear a big booming voice shake, like rattle the ships in orbit.
Uh-oh.
And it says, I am Aslan. The Sand Lion.
Oh, Aslan.
And this is my planet.
The kitties.
Okay. Maybe we leave.
Would you like friends?
I would not be opposed.
He wants friends.
So we've got like 25 green little fellows.
I am an immortal sand lion.
I can eat him so many times, guys.
Hey, if he's immortal, he'll make sure you guys live a long life.
Hey, we're gonna go check out some other planet for
okay. Guys, can you drop me off, please, really quick? Hey, guys, can you come back in like an hour?
No, I fear we won't be able to get you back on the ship.
No, I'll get on.
Let's just see the next
planet.
Next planet.
Okay.
I'm going to
punch it. The planet.
Get out of the ship!
The ship warps to the third planet.
You said immortal.
It looks immortal. Almost exactly like the first Glorparis, although there is more than just the color green. There are things in other shades, such as turquoise and emerald.
This looks pretty promising.
I'm gonna say over the intercoms.
2 more shades than we've ever seen before!
I know, this is pretty crazy.
My god, we must be fucking
guys,
brilliant to them.
Respond over the intercom. Oh, what do you feel? How do you feel about this planet?
Mm-hmm. So sheltered.
You guys are talking weird.
There's so many colors here.
What do you mean?
Cosmo, by the way, I can hear everything you say.
Well, I wasn't whispering.
So can I.
Why are you here?
You turn around, you see the sand lion Aslan floating through the stars.
I'm getting out of the ship.
I was just imagining him, like, not moving at all, just
he
floating.
He has a third eye that's open on his forehead.
John, don't.
No, I'm like,
somebody's
dragging myself towards the airlock.
I'm gonna tackle him.
Okay, everybody's holding you down.
I'm trying to get out.
Come to me, my son.
If you bite
Papa?
Me, I will shoot you.
Wait.
Simba.
Wait.
We could have this lion protect over us. It cannot be eaten.
Fuck.
This is an elder deity that is, like, just, like, following you now.
Yeah.
He's just a silly, lonely guy.
He's a space lion.
He's a sand
lion. That's why it would be so cool to have him on the planet.
I'm gonna do a biometrics check. Is there any wildlife on New Glorparis?
What do you mean?
It's already noted.
Gavin.
What?
I'm gonna do a bio check. Is there any wildlife on New Glorparis?
All right. You go ahead and do the scan. There is no, like, native life here. Nothing habits this place naturally.
Hey, I tell you
everybody
what, boss. It looked good for us.
Yeah. No.
Who's on me?
I am.
Dude, everybody's on
everybody
you.
No, you can't.
I am.
Even Bing's like on your head.
Can I?
No, don't put Bing in the head.
Can you go around his neck as like a collar and like, yes, shock
yeah
the word?
Shock the what?
Yeah, I heard it too.
Shock the N-word?
Shock the inner circle.
Shock inward.
Yo, shock his neck?
Inward, yeah. Like...
Shock him inward.
Neck.
It's not gonna help.
I know, I'm trying again.
All right. What do you check against? What's your, like, roll against that?
Nothing.
Shock.
Constitution.
Can I even do
con
that?
Save.
That would be shocking grass.
Con,
I don't know if I should be able to do that.
Con save.
I think you should be able to.
Okay.
Yeah, robot.
R2, D2 can
dude, it's Asher. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
I have a gory 18. Cane. Like, come on.
With an 18, you resist it. The surge actually, like, powers you up enough a bit to, like, knock everyone off of you.
I weigh 800 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
That was a big shock.
I'm going in the airlock.
All right, John enters
can
the
I
airlock.
Order Athena to lock the doors.
It's an airlock. It locks behind him.
Like so that like no like
no.
Child locks.
No.
I can't
no.
Child lock the
no.
airlock.
You're not tech fluent enough.
Why
I'm
is
asking
a child
Athena.
In
nope.
Space.
Guys, just let me go into space.
John,
let me have this.
For the second time in the last like day. Or no, not day. It's been a couple days.
It's been a few days.
It's been whatever.
Last week.
Recently, more than is normal, you enter the emptiness of space with no suit, no helmet, nothing.
I'm
swimming toward
a giant space
toward
lion.
A giant space I, god lion.
I'm not helping him.
While
time.
I'm on his neck.
You I'm not helping
while you're on my neck.
While Claire is on his neck, the lion, its third eye open on its forehead.
You think Space Oddity or you think Starman? Which one?
I'm thinking Starman.
Yes, my son.
All right, I'm like hugging his nose.
Gavin, can we all be on guitar and other instruments? She could do Starman, and can we roll performance?
For
to
do
for
what?
I don't know.
Why?
Silliness.
No. Okay.
No. What?
I'll do it when it serves.
Cosmo
purpose.
Doing a free performance?
Yeah, are you fucking kidding me?
No. Now that's out of character.
All right.
That's back in
John
day.
Is hugging the nose of Aslan, not even covering 1% of it. It is a massive space lion.
Okay. I don't care what he's doing. Does this planet look good for you?
Yep.
Honestly, fuck it. If he can eat it, let him.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah.
This tickles me.
I'm like digging into his nose.
Right, nothing
can we
happens.
Deliver them while he's busy up here?
Yeah.
We're delivering your people.
All right, you're beaming them down.
Does Claire have anything to say?
I'm just watching the show.
Claire, this is the biggest creature you've ever even known to exist anywhere.
This is bigger than any starship I've ever seen. Even more, even some.
This is a Death Star sized space lion named Aslan, who has three
I'm
eyes.
Crawl up to his third eye.
Okay.
I'm gonna poke it.
I like how we said it was the size of a Dune worm. And now it's the size of a Death Star.
It's grown. It's grown.
Its head was the
you,
size.
You misjudged it at first.
It's hard to tell at a distance.
All right. You poke your hand into its third eye, and it disappears, your arm. It's back. It's gone again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This just goes on
yeah.
for the entire time that they're doing whatever they're doing.
Crawling.
I'm crawling in. My subconscious told me so.
All right, Sean, you crawl in, and you are just in a plane of purple. All around you is purple.
What? It's awesome, and now I'm freaking out because
you see
I was told
the Earth.
Purple is poisonous and venomous.
You see the human pop star, Prince, and he approaches you.
Prince Land. Oh my god.
He has his guitar with the love symbol. Hello, my...
Don't bite me!
I am a human pop star.
Don't bite me, please.
Why would I bite you?
Don't do it.
John, you should know Prince if you're a human.
Who are you?
I'm on your neck.
I don't know how Prince sounds.
He's very soft. I'm Prince.
When Michael exists. Jackson
in the 1980s.
Prince is actually.
I'm before that,
so it's very hard to get him to talk.
Yeah,
about
you're way before that. You don't know Prince.
I don't know Princess.
Lady, yeah, Princess Diana, she's here too.
He doesn't know Princess Di either.
No one he knows would be here.
This is awesome.
Queen Elizabeth.
This Princess
you see
Diana
Elvis.
God, I love this game.
How you doing?
Let them do their thing.
Okay. The Glorpians. Like at the end of the Netflix film, Don't Look Up, you see them naked emerge into the new planet, ready for a
Why
brand new
naked?
Start. Because they were in cryo sleep in the movie.
When you get beamed down, you're naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your it clothes can't, don't it can't do clothes. Weird.
My clothes are on. Because I'm different like that.
No.
He's the Messiah!
I've got some random robes on the ground for...
No, the
Jesus ropes.
The camera's like conveniently placed with a leaf in front of your bits. Yeah. Kami, other Glorpians, welcome to New Glorparis on the planet of Bingbingopolis.
Bing.
Oh wait, you're already down there?
Bing.
Never slaves again! Let's fucking go!
That's right.
He screams from the ship.
That's what it says on their postcards.
Victoria didn't even say that. That was a Glorpian. Okay.
That was a random Glorpian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
Specifically, Glorpian
Wait,
number 16.
Down there?
Yeah. They beamed them all down.
All 30
I
of
was
going
to say goodbye.
Kami Fuck would not it. Have said goodbye to you.
Okay. Well, I thought we were kind of friends.
Well,
I
Kami,
did help
Kami
free
didn't,
your
like,
people.
I don't know any of these people's names.
To be honest, I looked over. I was looking at everybody. Yeah, he wouldn't...
He was just
goodbye
like,
to anybody?
You know what? I'm gonna come down
to John.
There and fucking kill you.
You know what? He might have been like.
John wanted to eat him.
Yeah.
John wasn't on the ship.
You and like, John had like nothing good happening
I hate
ever.
You, John, never come back. That's
what I was saying. No, John's
too bad.
John was doing his own thing though.
John's in the fucking eye.
I think, believe it or not, the shortest character, shortest, but also the character to have least been there, Three Bird, would have actually been the only one to get a goodbye from him.
Yeah. Can I get a count? Like Does everyone most. Here except Three Bird hate Cosmo?
I'm chill with Cosmo.
Okay.
I'm like just Cosmo. A freak.
Okay, you. Yeah.
You
that's
don't. True. He doesn't. Victoria, he doesn't.
I don't
know
what I am or what I'm doing.
Victoria's like teeter totter.
I was gonna make Cosmo like think of you guys as his first friends, but now fuck all you except
Bing.
You two in particular.
Bing Bing likes Cosmo.
I bet he is a fan. He's like a true fan.
Bing Bing isn't even on the ship anymore.
Bing Bing is Space 12.
So totally, before you got beamed, I gave you like I put my hand on your shoulder and I'm like, you will serve your people proud.
You know what
serve them proud? What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know quite that, what that means, but I know you're trying to be sincere. So I appreciate it.
Do them well.
What?
I have faith in you.
The ladybug on this planet. Oh, wait, you're not on the planet. My bad.
That's right.
The fucking creek in the ship.
Yes.
Quoth the creek.
Quoth the creek. Do we wait, why would we just... Why don't we just beam him down since they can have the other ships?
Huh?
What?
What did you just say?
We don't so have
we
the
have,
other ships.
Yeah, we do.
We only I mean, beam down the couple of
well,
Glorpians that were
so
on
the
ship.
So the other ships, okay.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's so like they all beam down off the ships.
The ship that we're in now can also hold 10 people. Like
yeah,
their
two ships went down.
Some Glorparians.
So only you and the four people that were on our ship
are Glorpians, not Glorparians.
So you, Messiah returns with his four apostles completely nude.
Oh, fuck.
What fucked up religion are we creating?
The Glorpians stark naked on their new home. Walk into the sunset as the episode fucking ends. Goodbye!
Goodbye!